You are now listening to the sounds of
Young Urban Lifestyle on YULradio.com.
Girl, I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stay. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. And you know I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. I swear I'm gone, you can taste it.
You are now tuning in to Zion, the Archangel, The Revolution, Your Addiction, Aviana, Miss Niecy, JJ, and your girl, the plus size Boo Sajoya.
Yeah.
I know I've been away. On the road, doing shows, take the stage. You miss the feeling of my arms around your waist. But when I'm gone, let the music take my place. Cause baby, I miss your face. And I know you're all alone. You miss my voice on your phone. When you phone. I'm coming home, I got some days to go. I'm on my way for sure. When I'm gone, you can turn on your radio. Your radio, your radio. When I'm gone, you can turn on your radio. Your radio, your radio.
You are now listening to WATB 1420 AM and YULradio.com, and I'm your host today, Sajoya the Plus Size Boo. And today, we have a great show for you. We will be speaking with up-and-coming superstar actress Ali J. Williams, and we are also speaking with celebrity chef Chef Chestia. So stay tuned and keep it locked. You know what time it is? YULradio.com.
I tried to make me go to rehab. I said no, no, no.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Aviana, your hostess with the mostest, bringing you all of the industry's addictions and fixes.
Yeah.
What's up, you guys? It's your girl Aviana with your daily dose of industry addiction and fixes. So, you guys know I have an awesome story for you again this week. With last week being Halloween, I've seen so many different costumes, but what really irked me was the picture that went viral on all social media sites, Trayvon Martin costume. Oh my God, it's disgusting. What do you guys think? So I'm gonna post a picture on the website, YULradio.com, if you guys wanna look at it. But basically, several people, white men, thought it was okay to do this year, and I don't know why. So, recap of the costume. Of course, it's a hoodie, a white hoodie with a blood spot right on the stomach. The face is painted, y'all, when I tell you, black, like coal black, not even brown. His face is completely painted black. He has a Snapple drink in one hand and Skittles. And I was like, what the hell? If you're gonna do it right. It wasn't a damn Snapple. It was Arizona tea. But anyway, the costume is disgusting. Then he has this little friend. I didn't get a picture of the friend, but the friend was posted on social media that one of my friends I follow. He was actually the neighborhood watch that was following around the so-called Trayvon Martin. I don't know, you guys. I don't think it's funny. They're smiling and laughing in the pictures. Social media blew up with it. Of course, they had social media wars. I don't really know how I feel. Like, I wanted to post it to say how disgusting it was, but I didn't want to be the one to repost it. So, you guys go look at it. YULradio.com. If you want some more of my drama, visit me on all my social media. Addicted, the number 2, and IVAHVI, you guys. Thank you for tuning in to YULradio.com. Until next week, I'm out.
This is Sarah Lowe, and I'm hanging out with Zion the Archangel on YULradio.com. He's definitely keeping the ladies happy.
We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love no one could deny. Don't you ever say I just walked away. I will always want you. I can never lie, running for my life. I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard. the sky, and now you're not coming down. It slowly turned, you let me burn, and now we're ashes on the ground. Don't you ever say I just walked away. Say I just walked away, I will always want you. I came in like a wrecking ball.
What's up, YULRadio.com listeners? It's your boy JJ here. We're running down the sports on the Fan Zone today. Anything news, anything sports talk, we got you covered from the fans' perspective. I don't want that ESPN stuff. I want the fans' perspective coming at you like it is. So here we go. What's up, YULRadio.com? It's your boy JJ, and you're now stepping into the Fan Zone. On today's show, I'm going to be raising the question, is a 91-0 blowout in football bullying? Well, that's the question one parent asked after Aledo High School in Texas beat Western Hills High School 91-0. The dad claims Aledo's high school football coach Tim Buchanan encouraged his players to bully their opponents by running up the score. And I'm going to answer this question for you parents out there who have football players who are playing high school football right now. No, that's not bullying. You cannot consider that bullying when the coach deliberately took out his first string offense at the end of the first quarter, played his second string in the second quarter, played his third string and his JVers throughout the rest of the game. Now, I'm also going to go on to this point. I'll tell you, moms out there, some of these kids who got into this game may not ever get the chance to score another touchdown again. And when you get in that end zone and you score a touchdown, it's one of the greatest feelings and accomplishments you can have as a human being. It feels amazing. And to tell a kid to not score when he's worked his whole life for that would just be devastating even more. So you can't tell these kids who have tried and are practicing 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a week to not score because that's what they want to do. Now, the 91-0 part, nobody likes to be in a game like that. I played in a 77-0 game in high school. It wasn't fun to do that, but you definitely owe it to the other team to keep on trying. Whoever's out on the field, keep on giving it 100%, because one, players get hurt when you start letting up. Two, it's not fun. And three, it's a slap in the face to the other opponent. So moms, take that to heart. It's really not that bad. You know, you just keep on fighting till the end. You work on what you can, and you take it as a practice at that point. I mean, also, this Aledo High School, they're averaging 69 points a game, and in their region, they're averaging a 77-point winning margin. That says something to the teams in the region. You got to step your play up there. You can't be getting beat by 80 points on a regular night. It's basically they're doing what they were doing. So I don't think it's bullying. Moms, let off. If you do, ease off. Take it from a football player's point of view. It's the only way to get better. You got to take some lumps on the chin, and that's how life is too. So it's a life lesson. You live, you learn. It's not bullying. It was a lopsided score. Thanks for tuning in. Stay tuned for next week. You guys have a good one. I'm JJ. I'm out.
You're listening to YULradio.com.
Loving you was easy. Thought you'd never leave me. Yeah, yeah. Wrapped around my finger. See you when I see you. Yeah, yeah. Now I'm hearing around that you've been running around. I didn't think I'd miss you. Now I'm feeling like a fool. Ooh. It hit me like a heart attack when you finally left. I thought I'd never want you back, but I don't want to live in a world without you. I don't want to live in a world without you. I don't want to live in a world without you. Never really noticed all the little things you did, you did. Never bought you roses, always was around my friends, my friends. And now I'm hearing around that you've been running around. I didn't think I'd miss you. Now I'm feeling like a fool. Ooh. It hit me like a heart attack when you finally left me, girl. I thought I'd never want you back, but I don't want to live in a world without you. Should've let you slip away. Living in a world that's turned to gray. Little did I know it hurt so bad. Cause it hit me like a heart attack when you finally left me, girl. I thought I'd never want you back, but I don't.
Hi, this is Hanan, and I am listening to YULradio.com, Zion Archangel, and he's always keeping the ladies happy.
The revolution will be televised.
Yeah.
Let it hit him.
I am the greatest.
You dig it?
Frequencies flowing through all sorts of devices. Jokes will flow about the lives of the lifeless. No advisory stickers, cause this here is priceless. From which bone is the best, or whose flow is the nicest. The revolution will be televised.
Yeah.
The FCC's not ready for me. No more hiding behind the lies. I'm here to speak the unspoken truths. The revolution will be televised. Apathetic and unapologetic, the revolution will be televised. From flea market bootlegs to NASA technology, the revolution will be televised. Covering hot topics from the hood to top pop shit, the revolution will be televised.
Yeah,
you dig it,
King Kong ain't got shit on me.
The revolution will be televised.
WATB 1420 AM YULradio.com. I'm in the studio today with Sajoya the plus size boo.
Yeah, baby.
And I'm also joined by Jake.
What?
He's still on the web. That's too funny.
YUL listeners, in our studio today, this woman has a passion for everything culinary arts. Sajoya, can I say she's a food connoisseur?
I think you can.
Yeah. She is the proud owner of Her Majesty Inc.
Her Majesty Inc.
She was born and raised in New Orleans. She's a master in a variety of cultural flavors, including Creole, Spanish, Cajun, and French cuisine. With years of experience under her belt and multiple classes and hands-on training, she truly is among the elite of the culinary artists. Without further ado, we would like to welcome to our studio, Chef Chelsea.
Hey guys!
Welcome, welcome.
Did I get that right?
You got it right. Thank you. I did the Tamar bounce.
she was loving it.
You're from New Orleans. You're a Saints fan, obviously, right?
Absolutely.
God.
Who that?
No. Rise up.
No. Rise down. You guys have.
We are 1-4, but we're gonna rise up.
You guys have crucified.
We started out bad, but we're gonna rise up.
That's so funny.
I don't believe it. I think y'all did.
Can you cook us some food to make us rise up?
Not even that might not help.
I mean, I know.
I can make a mean pot of gumbo, but
it'll
make the hurt feel a little bit better, I guess.
That sounds tasty.
Oh, you can do gumbo?
Absolutely.
Oh, God, dog.
Everything.
Did you bring gumbo today?
I did not bring the gumbo today.
No gumbo.
So tell us, how long have you been cooking for?
I've been cooking all my life since I was able to stand on a pot and reach over the stove. I started my company in 2008. Okay. So, yeah.
And then tell us the name of your company.
Her Majesty Inc.
Because I think it's so cute. So how did you come up with that?
Well, I mean, my grandmother and my mom and my uncles and my whole team of aunties, they raised me to believe that I was royalty. And
I know that's right.
And so when I came up with it, it just felt right. Her Majesty Inc., you know?
Boom.
Right?
There it is.
Bow down.
I like it.
I think it's hot.
That's hot.
I like it. So what did you bring in for us today?
I brought you pomegranate margarita cupcakes.
You didn't taste it?
And I bought pecan sweet potato cookies.
Ooh,
for the fall.
Pecan sweet potato cookies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I tell you use it next to two like fat kids,
I'm not fat out here.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like they will eat you out of house and home.
In another life I was super.
I was 450. I was Julian Michaels' biggest loser.
I was unbelievable.
I was just, they had to get a crane for me to leave the house in my past life. Like, literally, my mom had to raise my right arm because it was 600 pounds.
Y'all are so crazy. Anyhow, y'all are so crazy. So tell us more about your restaurant, Her Majesty.
Well, it's not a restaurant. It's a catering company.
Catering company, my apologies.
I do production catering for television and film. I do private events, birthday parties, weddings, baby showers. You name it. It's everything. Yeah. But mostly television production and film.
So what's the biggest celebrity you've cooked for?
The biggest?
Yep.
I think everybody's big. I mean, I've cooked for LL Cool J. Chaka Khan was my favorite. Ooh. Kelly Price.
LL? Did he lick his
Donnie
lips?
Donnie McClurkin.
Did he do the lick?
He is a fine black man.
Right? I heard that.
So have you ever got any like strange, you know, requests from any of your clients?
I get all kind of requests. Like, some people don't like their food to touch, so
wow.
I literally would like have to have separate plates for each menu item.
Yeah.
And so I mean, that could be time consuming when you have to feed like 150 people.
That's crazy.
But I mean, besides that, I mean, I think everybody has their own style of eating and their own style of you know what they want.
Yeah.
So, and I don't mind, like, I love to see people happy and eating, so I'll do whatever to make people happy. That's not crazy. Like, I'm not about to go outside and make a campfire because you want like s'mores or something like that.
That's so funny. The craziest thing you had to cook for someone.
Ooh.
Like when they just was called and request, you was like, what?
Someone asked me to make, it's a thing called, you can make tacos out of beef testicles.
Yeah.
And so it was just like, you kind of felt bad for the cow because it's just like, you know, I don't want to do that for you.
Man.
Sounds crazy.
What's necessary to make that? Huh?
I mean, it was just like making...
I'm just kidding. I don't even want to get into it, to be completely honest. Poor cow.
Right.
Poor cow.
So you know something I'm curious about? Like, I'm really curious to know from any chef. Like, since you obviously make a living out of cooking, do you ever go to other restaurants and you like critique everything?
The only way I would critique it is if it's absolutely disrespectful to the culinary arts.
Yeah.
Because I, like you said, and no, I have such a passion for this. It's just like, I live, eat, sleep, breathe culinary.
Yeah.
And everything that I love has to do with culinary. So to go to a restaurant and to see a chef, and I'm doing the chef thing, do something that's ridiculous or violate a food, you know, safety rule, or for it just to be absolutely nasty and flavorless, it's like, come on, hang up your chef coat and kill yourself.
Exactly.
That's a good thing.
It's just like, you're a chef, you know, you should know what to do.
Right.
So who do you admire as far as cooking?
Culinary wise?
Yeah.
Because I'm from New Orleans, I always would have so much respect for Leah Chase. I have respect for Emeril Lagasse, just because they came from my own roots. So I always would have respect and pay homage to Chef Paul Prudhomme. Because he's one of my mentors. So it's just like those three chefs, particularly because they're from New Orleans, I will always have respect and honor to them. I mean, I could, the whole celebrity chef thing, and you know, the Food Network chefs, it's cute, but it's commercialized, you know. Mm-hmm. And so to be true to just the arts and to be able to go to another one of my favorite chefs is Anthony Bourdain. I always call him my dad.
Yeah.
And if he's listening, you need to find your child.
You need to find your child, okay?
Because I miss you, daddy. Okay.
So I have to, what's your favorite thing to cook? Like, when it's just you at the house, you're laid back, it's, you're gonna cook some dinner for yourself, what are you cooking?
For myself? No,
I got a better one. What would you cook for that guy that you're
from
trying to impress?
Yes. Sexy meal, right?
Sexy meal,
Okay, but let me answer his question first, because I think a lot of people ask me, what do you eat? Like, what do you cook for yourself? My favorite meal is a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
What?
I make my own jelly, but it's the bomb. Like, I just love
peanut
butter.
Oh, wait, you make your own jelly.
Yeah.
So that's what makes it.
Peanut butter and jelly and cereal. That's what I eat at the end of the night. And then
that's all hot that right there.
Yeah. All of that cooking, I get a PB&J, a mean PB&J.
A mean PB&J.
And then, like, my sexy meal, like, if I want to impress my boo.
Yeah.
Shoot. I mean, I probably do like a fried lobster tail and some kind of dope pasta, and or I'll do like I love beets.
Yeah.
So I like to make beet salads.
Yeah.
I would do lamb chops and I'll grill them, so you have that nice grill flavor to it after marinating it.
A woman on the grill?
Oh yeah. Come on.
Man,
I'm a chef.
Right? I was about to say that, JJ.
She's good looking. She's a chef, and she grills.
Hey,
sign me up.
Let me ask you this then.
I'm
just being a little twisted here. If you was dating somebody and you being a chef, what if you cooked for them and they didn't like your cooking?
That's unheard of.
That's a relationship deal breaker.
No, it's not even a deal breaker. It's blasphemy, first of all, because everybody who eats my food loves it. Mm. It falls in love.
Yeah.
And so it's crack. So it's just like, I'm your pusher, you know?
So can your man enjoy another woman's cooking? Like, if he come home and be like, baby.
I mean, it won't be like mine.
Nothing compares to yours, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just like, it's like if my man would cheated on me, and it won't be like mine.
Yeah.
That part.
She went there. I like it. Man. Fiery show.
At this time, I hope all the parents have their kids in school right now.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You don't have to apologize.
Well, you don't have to apologize.
No, it's too late to apologize.
Y'all are so funny. So please do tell our listeners your Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, websites, all that.
Dope. Okay, my website is hermajestyinc.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Chef Chelsea, Chelsia. And that's my Instagram name, and that's my Twitter name too. And my Facebook is Her Majesty Inc.
Well, we will definitely follow you, follow back. Listeners, give a follower at the say at
Chef Chelsea.
Well, there you have it, Why You Well listeners. Chef Chelsea.
Yep.
Got it right. Be sure to go and follow her on all her social media sites and check her out. And for exclusive photos from today, be sure to go to yulradio.com or follow us on Instagram at myyulradio. Until next week on WATB 1420 AM on yulradio.com. Yeah.
Love the luscious din. Speak your mind in the luscious din. Free your heart in the luscious din. Perform in the luscious din. Be you in the luscious din. And most of all, listen to the luscious din. It's just the fix that you need.
Yeah.
I see you what.
WATB 1420 AM YULradio.com. It is the infamous Luscious Lonnie. And welcome to the Luscious Sin. It's my world, my rules. Are you ready? Okay, so enough of the charades and on to some news. Former Brazilian footballer's head left on a doorstep. São Paulo, Brazil. Now, hopefully I'm saying this right. Juanjo Rodrigo Silva Santos didn't come home Monday night. But when unexpected wife finds severed head inside backpack with eyes gouged out, the next morning it sends shockwaves through Brazil. According to Brazilian media report, apparently the issue arose from a soccer quarrel. His death couldn't have come at a worse time now that football is obviously and its excitement is shifting to Brazil. Also, with the 2014 World Cup coming, it does raise a lot of concern for anyone coming to São Paulo. So FIFA is looking into that because they are worried about the increased crime rate in São Paulo. So they are intensely searching for the people connected to this crime, and justice is intended to be served for this player. Now, as the family searches for clues and they examine why this happened, they're seeing that he had no enemies. So why did this happen? And this hurts me. I mean, to see a man leaving behind his family because he's murdered in cold blood is never anything that anyone wants to see. I mean, the severed head is way over the line, and I totally feel for his wife, and I just pray for her sanity. I don't know what I would do. I really don't. But for more information on this, go to CNN.com and look under former Brazilian footballer's head left on his doorstep. Now on to other news. It's a wine shortage. It is a wine shortage. Now, I don't know what I'm going to do. It's getting worse. New York CNN Money is saying that there's not enough wine in the world, and it's something that will only get worse. The industry is experiencing an undersupply of nearly 3 million cases a year. Now, about half of our wine comes from Europe, making about 2.8 billion cases per year, and it still isn't enough. The weather is just not on our side, people, at the moment, and it's causing our production percentage to drop. As production in Europe dropped 10% in 2012, worldwide consumption apparently rose 1%. Now, with the French leading in wine consumption, America jogging behind number two, and China number three, it is catching up with us. Now, there's many countries that are experiencing an economic boost. So does our wine production increase because it is directly associated with higher standards of living. As it continues, hopefully we'll be back on track soon. I am really scared. And I'm gonna say this, I'm not a wino. I am definitely not a wino, but I enjoy wine. I enjoy varietals. I enjoy knowing where they come from. I enjoy tasting wine. I enjoy just every facet of wine. So I'm just nervous that my hobby is really in jeopardy. And wine is such a great thing and it has so many great health benefits. We'd hate to see a shortage like this. So let's hope the wine gets back on track, honey, because I really don't want to go to restaurants and eat my fish and drink water. Wine makes it taste much better. Now on to other news. There's a program called Lightbeam on Firefox. Now, Mozilla Firefox is telling you that you can find out who is tracking you online. Now, covered by Mr. Burke, he is letting you know who's watching you. So if you feel like somebody's watching you, well, it's time to watch back. Apparently, I don't know much about computers, but apparently the cookies on your computers are what gives it away. They give away who you're watching, or better yet, it gives away what you're searching online, and it shares your information with other websites. Those other websites share your information, and it is just keeps trickling and trickling and trickling and trickling. Well, now there are software programs, free software programs that you can download to help you track who's watching you online. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for checking me out in Radio Land, lending me your ear in the luscious den. This weekend, be safe. No texting and driving. No drinking and driving. No fun and driving. Just be careful when you're driving. Be careful in these streets, ladies and gentlemen, so that you can come back and see me next week, my babies. Once again, the luscious den. Thank you for stopping by. Toodles. Ciao.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done.
It's your girl, the plus size boo, Sajoya, here with loose lips and fashion tips given into you raw and uncut. Check me out, whyyouareradio.com. Yeah.
Nail done, hair done, everything did. Nails done, hair done, everything did. Oh, you fancy, huh?
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
We run this mother.
Y'all, you know what time it is. It is Loose Lips with Fashion Tips with the Plus Size Boost of Joy. Yours truly. Now, this week on Loose Lips with Fashion Tips, we are talking about Scandal's very own Miss Kerry Washington. Yes, Boo-Boo is expecting her first baby with her hubby. So, congratulations, Miss Washington. Best wishes with the pregnancy, and hopefully everything goes well, and you have a healthy baby, girl or boy. On to the news, Mr. Chris Breezy, of course, I'm sure y'all heard he was arrested for assaulting a man or two who came onto his tour bus or tried to come onto the tour bus or whatever the case. I don't know why they don't know that Chris Brown is gangster by now. But anyhow, it's reported that he has checked himself into rehab for anger management, which is a good move if you ask me, because he's looking at 4 years if he's convicted. So I think that the rehab move could show a measure of, you know, good faith and that he's trying to change. So hopefully everything works out with Chris Brown. Big up, Chris. I'm a fan. No hard feelings over here, but you can't be punching people in the face. I'm just saying, though. Not a good look. Anyhow, what's the fashion? Well, I guess it's fashion. I don't know. But Kanye West, he has opened up a Yeezus Tour pop-up shop next to his fiance, Miss Kim K's dad's boutique in L.A. That you can just attend and purchase merchandise in the Yeezus stores. So I don't know. I mean, it's up to Kanye. At the end of the day, you're doing your 1-2 thing. You ain't playing games. So check that out. It is in Melrose Place, on Melrose Place in Los Angeles. Like I said, into the Dash Boutique, so you can stop at Dash for Yeezus. So there you have it. Girl Joy Plus Size Boo on YULradio.com. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at plus_model_Sejoya, as well as facebook.com/plusmodelSejoya. Check out my website as well, SejoyaDayTimeless.com. There you have it. It's me, your girl,
First Lady YUL on WATB 1420 AM on YULradio.com.
Zion.
The Archangel.
Radio.
Women want to know men's secrets. What are some things that are sexy?
Biggest turn-ons I ever had once was a girl who wanted me to introduce her to porn. Are you kidding me? Welcome to my chamber.
You look how I'm
alive. It's showtime.
All right, here we go. Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
Don't say it, Leach. Don't say it.
No, I have to say it, Mitch. Showtime.
Yeah, WATB 1420 AM, YULradio.com. I'm in the building today with my homie JJ.
What's up, what's up?
And the plus size booster, Joya.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, YUL listeners, today we have a special guest.
Yes. JJ. Very special.
Right?
This is exactly why with YUL we decide to highlight professional women in our community.
Preach. Professional woman.
Yeah.
Very professional.
Yes, yes. To all my YUL listeners, ladies and gents, especially gents, we have a special treat for you today. This woman I'm about to introduce is not only a model, a spokeswoman, she's also a master of stage, theater, television, and film. Her resume lists films such as Blicka, Symphony's Target, The Wilderness, Unspoken Words, Love Triangle, Good Deeds. The list goes on and on. She's really working the scene right now. She's hosted Comcast television show, The A-List. It's always a pleasure when we can get a chance to showcase rising stars. So without further ado, I would like to introduce Miss Ali Williams.
Yay. Hey, love.
Yeah, how you doing?
Hi.
Good morning, good morning.
Yes, yes. Well, it's a pleasure to have you.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Pleasure to be back.
Great. Now, going through your bio, I see that you grew up in Philly, and you came to Atlanta in 2006. So tell us about your transition. What made you move from Philly to Atlanta?
Well, actually, I moved here from Miami. I grew up in Philly.
Okay.
And went to school in Miami. Shout out to the U.
Right.
Everywhere I go. And you know what? I just came here because everyone kept saying, Atlanta was a place for young professionals. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know what, I'm not tied to Philly. I grew up there. I want to see something new.
Right.
You know? So I was like, you know what, I'm going to come to Atlanta and see what I can do. Hmm. Never been here before, you know, before I moved, just kind of moved here. And, you know, it was different. It was a change for me. And, right. You know, back then, I wanted to do PR. I was doing like BET events, like working, you know, the red carpet type thing on the other side of the camera.
Right.
And, decided, you know what, I'm gonna pursue acting.
I'm gonna change it up.
I'm gonna change it up. Why not?
Right.
I wanna put this beautiful face
out there.
The
right, exactly.
In front of the camera. So, I heard you're a graduate of U of M. Unfortunately. No, I just.
Already, was
that,
right?
Was this the place you got into acting? Was that Miami or?
Well, you know what? I've been doing acting since I was little. You know, when I was little, I was doing auditions like for Michael J. Fox and things like that.
Wow.
But it wasn't until I moved here that I said, you know what? This is what I want to do. Acting is the career that, you know, I'm going to go for.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So you're obviously a big Hurricanes fan.
Oh, of course.
We already talked about Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy, I'm
not
gonna be so sweet.
Man, it's killing me in fantasy. 2 weeks now, man. I've already played my division rival twice, and you've posted like 30 points every time against me, man.
It's crazy.
God.
I love the Saints.
Oh, man.
And the Eagles. I got
he's awesome, though. He's a really good football player. He's a great tight end.
Yeah.
It's like I see that you worked on True TV during reenactment.
Yeah.
Did you ever work on a show like Operation Repo,
no,
Southeast Toe?
I wish so.
Operation
I love
Repo,
Southeast
that's going to be a scary show. I've watched that show.
I
man.
Love that show.
I
that's a cool
too.
Show, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what? I used to watch it though, but once I realized how fake it was, I was like, because I thought me and my husband we thought it was like really real.
Yeah,
and I was like, ain't no medieval times and all this in the middle. Of, ain't nobody doing all that,
right?
For real.
Medieval times.
This is beyond fake. Like seriously, but okay. So I see you did a couple commercials.
Mm-hmm.
You did the Lomax title loans that aired nationwide.
Right.
So how did you get that gig? I mean, you know, someone like myself, I need to know that.
I mean, you know what? It was just a blessing. I did an audition I had a guy film it, and lo and behold, he has his own production company. Oh. And so the company that hired him, you know, said they were looking for an African-American female, 20s, 30s. And so he remembered me actually from that audition that I, you know, taped with him and called me in. Called me in, and then, you know, from there on, sent me to the producers, I guess, the owners, actually, excuse me, the owners of the company, and they said, yeah.
That's hot. So, see, it's about, would you say it's really about, like, who you know in this industry?
Oh, yeah, come on. I mean, that's in any industry. Actually, right? It's no different, y'all.
Y'all hear that? You better get your network up.
Fake it until you make it.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do... It's the same thing.
Right.
The business.
I already know.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's hold on to that thought. We'll be right back. So y'all hold that thought. YULradio.com.
Yes, sure.
Yep.
Hey, everybody. This is Janelle, Get Bodied by Jay. And when I'm not in the gym working out, I am listening to YUL Radio with Zion, the Archangel of Radio. He is definitely keeping the ladies happy.
Trade it in, cause it's our life. I could be the drink in your cup, I could be the green in your blunt. You don't push a man, yeah, I got what you want. You wanna escape all of the crazy shit. You're the Maryland, I'm the president. And I'd love to hear you say,
do what I want with your body. Your body.
Back at the club, taking shots, getting naughty. No invitations, it's a private party.
Do what I want with your body. Do what I want with your body.
Yeah, we taking these haters and we roughing them up. And we land the cut like we don't give a fuck.
Listening to YULradio.com.
Sometimes I'm scared, I suppose, if you ever let me go, I would fall apart if you break my heart. So just take my body and don't stop the party. You can have my heart, help me now.
You won't use my mind.
Do what you want with my body.
What's up, YULradio.com? It's your boy JJ, and if you're just now tuning into us, we got a special guest, Miss Ali Williams, right here with us. So let's get back into the interview here.
All right, Ali, J Williams. So tell us about the Women in Film and Television in Atlanta.
Oh, wow, it's an amazing group.
Yeah.
It's an organization that's been been here since, I think, what, 1968?
Yeah.
So we've been here for a while. We're having a gala, and we're going to be recognizing a lot of influential women. Melissa Bernstein, Jasmine Guy, Maria Hall.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Big names.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, we definitely going to be in the building.
Right? I was going to say that.
Yeah.
Oh, you know he's going to be in the building.
So how do you participate in the gala? Is it invite only or?
Well, I mean, anybody can buy tickets. You just go to WIFTA.org. And it's WIFTA.org. And you can purchase tickets. I mean, for you guys, of course, your media, you know, you can contact them, email them and see what you can, you know, do to get in. But yeah, anybody can go. It's a great event. We're going to have entertainment throughout the night as well. So it's not just handing out awards.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course. And for my actors, it's a great way to network.
Mm. Yeah, it's going to be food.
Oh, my God. Oh my you know what?
You know you got to tell black people it's
going to
be.
Look,
they're going to have some hors d'oeuvres there.
Right? Right some crackers and water.
There is a water fountain.
Okay.
Some salted crackers and a water fountain right next to it. That's what you get
it's
for
like
food.
Black folks. I don't care who he talking to, what the event is. He just want to know. Is it? I don't care who's going to be there. Is some food going to be there?
Secretly.
Will Smith's gonna be there. No food, I am not coming.
Okay.
No way.
That's
no
hilarious.
Go.
In another life, I was fat.
I was fat.
Me too. My cousin.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. If you're fat, you're happy.
Right. Exactly. Right? Knows me. Right? Knows true. I love food.
So, Ollie, could you tell us about your webisode project you star in, Natural Gentlemen Season 2?
Oh, I love this webisode, y'all. Like, we had so much fun filming this. Mm-hmm. It's with a Natural Gentlemen Media Group, actually, and they had a lot of success their first season. Second season, over 16,000 viewers, like, you know, it's just taken off. And yeah, just it was really, really fun. I play Vanessa, I play a publicist, and the guy's name is Luch, love interest. So,
yeah.
Wow.
What is, like, your dream role?
My dream role?
Yeah.
Ew. I would say dream role would be on something kind of like a Law and Order type, you know, or
Special Victims Unit.
Special Victims Unit. Right. Yeah,
it's a good show.
Yes. I love it. You know, something like that. I would love to be on.
So no Star Trek, no science fiction stuff.
You know what? I would love to be on something like let's see. What's Wolverine?
X-Men. What would your mutation be if you were an X-Men?
Good question.
If you could come in and be a new X-Men woman character.
Right.
What would be your mutation?
So this has to be something new.
New, brand new. I'm the producer. We got a new X-Men.
I'm the producer.
And
man, because they already kind of took it with Storm, you know. Man.
I was Storm.
You know?
I can see that.
Yeah. I was Storm. Like,
I can see
the
Storm
weather.
There.
Yeah. Aquarius, you know, you gotta bring the air sign. You know?
Oh, you're Aquarius.
Okay, so maybe Storm has a sister. It's called Tornado or Hurricane.
I think Hurricane will work very
hurricane.
Well.
Hurricane. I like that.
Miami.
She's a Miami Hurricane. And she's a Hurricane.
Right, this is Sally J. Williams, a.k.a. Hurricane.
That was pretty good, actually.
Right?
Exactly.
That's pretty hilarious. Good. Well, for all of our fans out there trying to follow you, tell us your Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all the good stuff.
Sure. I am on Instagram. I am at @its_OllieJWilliams. Facebook, I'm at Actress Ollie Williams. YouTube page as well. It's Ollie J. Williams. I'm getting that, you know.
You got to get the YouTube out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's a big industry right now.
Right. So I'm working on that, getting that together. And I will be on Twitter soon. Just not yet.
Twitter is... I don't really care for Twitter.
What?
I'm on Twitter. I'm on it because I have, because you know when you're in the industry, something kind of you have
right.
to do.
Yeah.
But I hate it. I'm Instagram and Facebook all day.
I love Twitter because
I love Instagram too. Yeah.
I think girls like Instagram and guys like it. Twitter.
No, I used to love Twitter, but
it's too much to keep up
with.
Yeah, like my thoughts,
man.
But a picture. You'll find a funny picture.
See,
right?
See, my thing is, I like Twitter because I'm a sports guy, so ESPN is just constantly, ding, 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 ding. That's my Twitter feed.
Right.
It's just sports stats, like left and right.
Yeah.
And
so that's why I like it. But, I mean, I do see where you guys come from. A picture is way better. I mean,
it's so much fun.
If I could watch a game on Twitter, it'd be way cooler. It's like a little 6 second.
What? Before we wrap up, it came to mind that I was thinking about the listeners asking us about all the time.
Okay.
As a woman in the industry, do you feel like it's harder for women, or is easier for women as an actress?
Well, you know, I will say this. I'm not a guy, so I don't know if it's going to be harder or not, you know, as in comparison. But I will say, you know, we do run into some things that I think guys predominantly won't run into.
Yeah, like unprofessionalism.
Right. And, you know, like, you know, we were just talking about, you know, all about who you know, networking, just like any other business. And I've run into some people that I know, you know, could really, really help me get a good role, get in with, you know, executive producers and things like that. And then, you know, when the conversation, you know, continues, then it's, you know, so when can I take you out? And I'm like, oh.
Oh, yes.
I really want to say never.
Right.
But
you know how you prevent that?
How?
You got to come to the audition or whatever, and you can't look like you're looking right now.
Thank you.
No, I'm just telling you how guys are going to think, like,
but that's
like,
not, but you shouldn't have to change you or who you are, how you would appear, because somebody's going to get at you.
Both of you women are some very attractive women, and I'm just telling you as a guy, if I'm looking at both of you guys and I'm single, then I'm like, you know.
You know, I mean, I'm going to move on in. I'm going to take this opportunity.
9 times out of 10, they're not single.
Looking like a million bucks.
No, I'm not even talking about the audition. I'm talking about just running into people. Networking in Atlanta is big. Oh, you know, just running into, you know, big name people. And, you know, of course, I'm a smile a lot. I'm a friendly person.
Yeah.
I'm very friendly. You know, so.
That's hilarious. That is too hilarious.
So, any tips?
Any tips for women?
Like, you know, women trying to get into the industry.
I mean, you like gotta grind. You gotta hustle. Whatever you want to do, whether it's acting, whether it's you on the other side of the camera trying to get into the industry, you have to hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Don't wait. My biggest, I think, advice is don't wait for anybody to try to hand it to you.
For reach.
You know, just you gotta go for it. Go for it.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a tough industry to get into, ladies.
It is.
So, you gotta have heart.
And you gotta start at the bottom. And work your way to the top like Drake did. That's a good joke.
It is. Like a funny.
Oh,
well,
man.
There you have it, YUL listeners. The beautiful Ali J. Williams. Yes. Be sure to follow her on all her social media sites. And for exclusive photos from today's interview, follow YUL Radio on Instagram at MyYULRadio or go to the website YULRadio.com. So thanks for tuning in. Until next time on WATB 1420 AM on YULRadio.com.
Hey, hey, it's Miss Nisei with Love 24/7, the movement. Not talking about the booed up love, but the power of love. Stay tuned so I can tell you all about it. Hey, hey, it's Miss Nisei with the Love 24/7 Movement of the Day. Just a reminder, as we go through life's challenges and changes, there may be people that sometimes make it hard for us to smile and situations that make us uncomfortable. You know, the days that Mama told us about. But know that these battles are not yours. They're just opportunities to mature in your love walk. So take advantage of it and not do evil for evil or wrong for wrong, but pray on it and allow your Heavenly Father the chance to deal with it. At that time, it may not be the easiest thing to do, but do yourself a favor and don't knock it until you try it. The word given to back up today's message is Matthew 5 and 44. Signing out till next time, it's Miss Nisi on YULRadio.com.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Ali J. Williams, and I'm in the studio with Zion, the Archangel. He keeps all the ladies happy. Bye, loves.
hand upon your thigh.
Drive slow, take your time. Every little thing you do got me feeling some type of way.
When you give me that thunder, you make my summer rain.
Your favorite station's favorite station, YUL Radio, WATB 1420 AM.
America's first radio show tailor-made for the urban woman.
You're listening to YULRadio.com.
Good night, sweetheart. Good night.
I hope you had fun. Come back again.
Goodbye.